This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. President Trump continues to execute on his promises as a candidate. He now wants to move one-fifth of the Bureau of Land Management workforce from Washington, D.C., out to the western United States. To me, that makes perfect sense. You know, as background, a while back I did some research on the percentage of land in each state that the federal government owns. Bottom line, some 95% of BLM-managed land is west of the Mississippi River. But the majority of the agency employees are in Washington, D.C. Some states, notably New York, Virginia, and those around Washington, D.C., have less than 5% of their total land in the state owned by the federal government. Compare that to, say, Oregon, which has over 60% of its total land owned by the government. So back to moving BLM employees to the west, where the land they manage is located, seems like a great idea to me. As I've said before, it's way too easy to sit in Washington, D.C. and make decisions that affect residents of the West Coast some 3,000 miles away. Take a look at the Spotted Owl fiasco. Those BLM employees in Washington, D.C. didn't even notice as communities like ours fell apart as they closed the forests. Nope, they still went to their favorite restaurants, shopped at their favorite stores, enjoyed their community's entertainment, and had a safe and secure job with all the benefits the government could provide. Those that they supposedly managed out here in the West, well, we watched our communities crumble, stores and restaurants close, and worst of all, lost our jobs and financial well-being. Does that seem right to you? It would be much harder to make stupid decisions that adversely affect other people's lives when they're looking you right in the face and you can see the drastic effects every day that your decisions have made in the town that you live in. Think about that for a minute. But before you cringe and scream foul about how the plan uproots families from their comfortable and profitable, I might add, life in Washington, D.C., here's one more piece of the puzzle. By law, the federal government must pay all relocation and real estate costs for employees moved out to the western U.S. Yep, you and me will be paying for these employees to not only sell their homes in Washington, D.C., but buy a new one out west. Plus, get this, each employee is entitled to 4 months of hotel stays on our dime. Pretty sweet deal, isn't it? I applaud President Trump. Drain the swamp in Washington, D.C., downsize the workforce of the federal government, and get them off their duffs and move these people out west where they actually have to live and work in the environment they create as they manage our public lands. It makes perfect sense, and you can bet Democrats, the unions, and everyone else in the swamp will fight and fight and fight to try and undermine the plan because they fear they're losing their grip on power in Washington, D.C. And what a great thing that would be. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.